True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bills, Falcons, 7 p.m. Monday night live right here on 96.5 WCMF. I am already done with this. I don't know what it is.
I don't get this.
I don't either. We're going to find out. I'm already done with whatever he's doing.
It don't make sense.
I think I got it, but I'm gonna let him explain.
Okay. We are doing Football Friday today because of the holiday on Monday. We want to make sure everybody who's going to have their schedules off gets their coverage. If you want to watch the game Monday.
Yeah, what do I do?
This is so stupid.
I'm looking for some big entertainment, buddy.
Well, we're going to be out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chilai.
Well, I'm not there.
You will not be there. Kimmy will not be there. I will not be there.
We're out of people.
After 2 years of the audience begging for this for whatever reason.
I've been hearing.
Ryan Duffy. Will be appearing at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chilai. Fantastic food. If you get there before Ryan does,
yes.
Delicious drink. This would not be the first time Ryan ate all the cheeseburgers at the Chilai Bill Gray's. Go hang out with Ryan. And again, 7 o'clock kickoff Monday night.
Early start.
You got it. Ryan Duffy at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chilai with your friends on 96.5 WCMF. If you would like to see and guess what the hell is happening here with Ryan this week, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. We'll start with Danger. Hey, buddy. Great to see you.
Morning.
Awesome. You can catch Danger, 95.7 The Fan, 3 to 6 every weekday. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Hey, it's me. I'm here, the Atlanta Falcon. Here I am.
But you don't look like a
Falcon. Caw-caw! Here I am. It's good to be here.
I knew it.
You're not.
You're not a Falcon.
I'm the Atlanta Falcon.
That's clearly.
Yeah, I think you missed the mark there a little
bit. It's clearly not a falcon costume.
It sounds
not a falcon costume.
It's a bird.
Quit.
It's not even.
Don't be foul. Falcon.
You look like a falcon from a broken home.
They'll break your face.
Oh. How did you? You didn't even pick a bird that flies.
Yeah.
And you got a bow tie on.
Yeah, I fly. I'm from Atlanta. I fly Delta. Can I smoke in here?
Yeah, you know, of all the things you could be from Atlanta, both insulting and spot on.
Sure.
This is the worst outfit you could have went with.
I love Atlanta.
Do you?
I'm the Atlanta Falcon. I love Atlanta.
Did Amazon not have Falcon costumes?
Ah, Dirty Bird.
All right. Oh, Danger, was that your guess? Is that what you thought?
Well, he's a bird. He's dressed as a bird.
Okay. Okay.
Atlanta Falcon.
Danger.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of talk this week about the Bills being paper tigers based on their performance against the New England Patriots on Sunday night. Are you someone that is buying into the idea that this Bills team is not what we thought they were going to be?
Look, every team in the NFL has flaws. You can make the argument right now that there's maybe 15 teams in the NFL that could go on some kind of a run. The Bills are one of those teams. They have flaws. They're not perfect. But when you look back on Sunday night, did the Patriots beat the Bills or did the Bills beat the Bills?
Ooh.
I think the Bills and their turnovers and their mistakes and their penalties, that's what costs them the game, and they played right into what the Patriots wanted them to do.
I mean, I would agree with you there, but we turn to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Atlanta Falcon.
All right.
The alternate helmet has the Penguin logo.
He also doesn't have a Southern accent.
No, he doesn't. He's got a Teamsters accent.
Yes, I don't like the way this. I don't like the way this one's looking at me.
What about this is Atlanta?
What are you doing eyeballing me over there?
Right.
I don't like this one.
Shut up. Like, Tommy is a semi-normal today, and then I get this. Then we get this at 9 o'clock. Ryan, are you more concerned with the offense or the defense the Bills have rolled out the last 3 weeks?
I mean, if it's not one, it's the other, right? Or I'm not the Atlanta Falcon. When the offense is playing good, the defense plays bad. When the defense is playing bad, the offense plays good. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But either way, we got to play some complimentary football, just like the Atlanta Falcon.
All right. Let's just get this over with.
Okay.
I got blinders on.
Are you covering your fake eyes?
The Atlanta Falcon.
Tommy made some picks this morning.
Yeah.
Here on CMF. Tommy tells it like it is. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over under, 1/2 a sack for Joey Bosa.
Well, you told me this team's got to show up and show us who they are.
Yeah, who are you?
And you brought this guy in, you're paying him all this money. Mr. Hollywood has got to have a Bosa bash on Mike Pence. So he's got to get to Mike Pence in a hurry.
Michael Penix.
Yeah, Pence. Pencey. Yeah, I'm going to take that. He's got to get it done,
no,
man.
Again, listen to what I just said.
Do your job.
Listen to what I just said.
For your touch.
The Falcons have some of the best pass protection in the NFL.
Yeah, but who have they played? And it's too early to really know that. He's got to get it done.
No, I know he's got to get it done. It's not does he got to. It's canna.
I got a good feeling. I got a good feeling about this kid.
So to be clear, you are
still believing in Bosa.
Yes, I'm a Bosa believer.
You are over.
I back Bosa.
1/2 a sack for Joey Bosa.
Yes.
Danger?
Yeah.
Joey Bosa had his coming out party week 2 against the New York Jets, and then it seems he went right back into where he came out of. The Falcons are the best team in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFL at not allowing sacks. They have only allowed 5 sacks in 5 games, over under 1/2 a sack for Joey Bosa on Monday night.
You think Bosa has to get hot, right? I mean, like, he's had that one
Atlanta,
game.
Atlanta, baby.
And you haven't really seen That's much from him. Yeah. A.J. Epineza was actually better on Sunday night than Joey Bosa. You can make the argument that A.J. Epineza should be starting in place of Joey Bosa. He's getting a lot of snaps, so you're holding your breath, hoping that the guy that's been injury-prone for most of his career doesn't get hurt. I'm going with the Joey Bosa sack.
Whoa!
Look at that.
Wait. Hey, 5 sacks in 5 games. Do you think Joey Bosa, if they get one, it's going to be him on Monday?
I like Bosa.
Look at that.
You like Bosa.
Kid's ready.
Danger like Bosa. All right, we turn to, according to Mike on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, not so happy feet. Can you show the feet to the audience, please?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got, like, actual birth. Why did you put the feet on? No one could see the feet.
Shut up.
Okay. Ryan.
I can't think of anything.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Over under 1/2 a sack for Joey Bosa on Monday night.
You know, this defense laid an egg last week. I think everyone that's going to come out playing, and I think Joey Bosa's now got something to prove. So I'm going to take the over on this one, but I'd be even more worried for David Bofa. You know David Bofa?
No.
Bofa these nuts. Atlanta Falcon. Got him. Walked right into that one, dummy.
Oh, we should walk into a window.
This and more at Bill Gray's on Monday night.
Hot comedy runs in that family.
He's definitely hot. That thing is all cloth, baby.
Yeah.
All cloth. All right. So everyone's in agreement. Bosa is getting a sack on Monday night. You got that.
Sweep right out of the gate.
It's the first time somebody agreed with Tommy in the room and he doesn't like it. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen Monday night.
No, I think he's got to clear that up. He's got to be good.
All right, again,
prime time.
He has to be, or they need to be.
You can't be half-assing. I don't think he gets picked off. I don't know. What's the matter?
No half-assing?
No half-assing. But he's got to get back in that groove, man.
It ain't Josh, man.
Yeah, you can't just say it ain't Josh.
It ain't Josh.
You can't be the guy and go, it's not any his fault.
So to be clear, you are under 1/2 an interception for Josh on the
day. I think so.
All right, we turn to, according to Gage, this one's for all the millennials out there.
Yeah, what's that?
Club Sandwich Penguin. No Club
Why is
Penguin?
That for a millennial? What?
Nothing? Okay.
Oh, Club Penguin. I got it. Falcon.
Two interceptions in back-to-back, an interception in back-to-back weeks. That one last week, that hurt the Bills.
That was bad. Red zone pick.
Brian, Josh Allen finds a way to get himself out of these funks. I would argue he's not even really in a funk. Over under one half an interception for Josh Allen on Monday night.
Like I said, everyone's coming out, got something to prove. Josh is going to go out in the all-white throwback uniforms, being flying majestic like an eagle, even though I'm a Falcon. And if I had thumbs, I'd make the little circle. But I'm going to do this, and I'm saying no picks. I'm taking the under here.
Damn.
No picks. All right, danger.
Yeah.
You've seen the last 2 weeks. Josh is giving his guys that are one-on-one a chance to go up and get the ball. In fact, a couple of times against New England, there was just no space. They're not getting open. That leads to interceptions. You would think either, A, they have to beat their men as receivers, which show me you can do that, or B, you're not throwing the ball as much. Over, under, one half an interception for Josh Allen.
It could also be that New England just has really good corners, and that prevents your guys from separating. Separation so has never been a real strength of this receiving core anyways. And with Coleman, that is a guy that you should go up and get it. Like, that's what he was brought here to do. I think Josh cleans it up. No interceptions this weekend.
So in both picks,
I'm on a run,
everybody's
bro.
In agreement. Again,
I am on an epic run.
It's not if they agree with you. It's if the pick happens. Why am I doing that face?
I don't know.
Okay. Our good buddies on a football Friday, get ready for Monday Night Primetime Football. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him 3 to 6 every weekday on the Sports Bar. From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, who you can meet Monday night during this game at Bill Gray's, dressed as a penguin, but yelling Falcon over and over again.
Gimme, the penguin. I mean the Falcon. Atlanta Falcon.
From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy. Kimmy, can we get the third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF? Over, under, one half a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman.
I think Keon is comfortable going back down south where he's from. They're his people. He understands Atlanta.
You said Florida's not the South. You've said that on the air before.
First of all, he's from New Orleans. He's from Louisiana, and he played at Florida State.
You're right. Damn.
And Florida State is 600 miles away from Florida. So I'm going to say he's very comfortable going back down to Atlanta. These are his people. This is his kind of town. He's going to be very comfortable down there.
Shut up.
Oh, I did my research.
No, you
shut up,
you're
Tommy.
You're just naming things that shut you know because you lived Tommy. Out because you had criminal family that lived in New Orleans because you spent 2 years in a kid's prison in Atlanta. That doesn't mean you know anything.
Kid prison.
Was it not kid prison?
Isn't every school a prison for kids?
Man! So to be clear, you are over one half a touchdown catch for kids.
Yeah, Southern kid going back down south. He understands Southern football and he understands the ways. I think he's going to do great. He understands that culture.
Okay. All right, Danger, a little bit of drama last week. Keon Coleman benched for the first series for a, quote, violation of team rules at the Bills.
We didn't know what it was.
Yeah, they won't go further on that. This is the second time that's happened. He was benched for a series last season because he was late to the facility. I mean, look, if there's one thing McDermott doesn't tolerate, it's not falling in lockstep with the regime here.
Correct.
Right? Does this bleed over under one half a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman?
He did score a touchdown after he was benched for that first series.
He also coughed it up on
the
series.
He also had a fumble. He had a drop. Yeah, it wasn't a great game, and I think Josh goes to the guys that he trusts, right? So he trusts, and maybe that's why he threw that red zone pick that Ryan the Penguin was talking about earlier. Where
Falcon.
Ryan the Falcon was talking about earlier, where he's forcing it to Khalil Shakir, trying to force it to him. I think this is a James Cook game.
Like,
James Cook didn't have a great game against the Patriots. Like, they didn't do much against the Patriots.
Are we
didn't involve
see one
them
of running ass games again.
Running ass.
Boring ass, running ass.
I love running ass games. Let them run. Control
no,
the clock. Win
not,
this game. Get the hell out of there.
It's not entertaining.
Get a win and get to the bye.
Yeah, I think it's a James Cook. I think it's a James Cook Pass. Game. I'm going to go under on Keon.
Okay. We turn to Ryan here.
Yeah.
Dave writes us. It's appropriate. He's a penguin. I've seen him in person. He waddles when he walks.
I don't know this, Dave.
All right. Oh, Ryan.
Yeah.
Keon Coleman seems to have become a boom or bust kind of player because he is physical and he can go up and get a ball and make a play where you go, wow.
Big body guy.
And then there are times where, you know, the ball is there and he just, there's no play to be made. He does whatever it is.
You guys know we play basketball, right?
Heard that.
I do my research too.
Over under one half a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman.
It's due. He's due. It's time.
He's due. He scored last week.
But you saw that he started off poor and then he was late or whatever. And first of all, what's with McDermott saying? Like, oh, yeah, he's in trouble, but I'm not going to tell you for what. What is this, like a cryptic Facebook message? Like, oh, long day. Don't want to talk about it. Please. Like, give me more here. What are you doing here? Okay. But I think, Keon's going to have a nice little breakout game.
Nice.
And I do think, even though
the Atlanta Falcons are historically pretty good as far as like the amount of yards they allow per game on average this season. I still think it's going to be a big coming out party for the Buffalo Bills and Keon Coleman specifically.
Okay, but like how many
you're coming damn near sweet, bro.
How many coming out parties can Keon Coleman have? Because we've heard this a couple of times, and I like Keon
and
Coleman.
And he's a young kid still. He's just coming into
every
the league.
Single week he's coming out.
He's doing the Gates thing where he claps his hands when he tries to make a point.
Oh.
I am telling you.
You be quiet, Atlanta Falcon.
Okay.
But he's young. He's new.
He's not that. He's better.
This is his second year.
22 okay. years old.
Okay, so you're with Tommy on
this. He's just a baby.
I mean, you can't expect him to have like all these like veteran catches when he's still learning things.
You didn't have a job when you were 22.
Yeah, he did.
I had a kid.
He was shoeshine guy at the comedy club.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard. I don't shine shoes no more.
I mean, he'd make your shoes look like mirrors.
No,
on the side of the stage.
You've been away a long time. I don't know if you heard.
No, what's going on? No, I'm just busting your balls. It's 7
No, I'm just saying you're coming at me with a little disrespect.
No, disrespect.
Let's get to our fourth pick from
Tommy.
The sport brother. Here on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 4.5 points?
Well, they have to win. This is a game they've got to get.
No,
this.
It's not. I
they
hate
have
when you
to.
If they lose the game, they're 4-2 going
they're
into their bye.
They're going to drop two games. They're going to take two straight losses going into a bye.
You're
they
right.
need
but
it.
But it's not a must-win game. It's not a must-win game.
So what I'm going to say is, in my voice, I say that they win and they cover.
And that's it?
So I think they can. I think they're going to put
so
it to
long.
Them.
So
they're going to put it to him.
Oh, my God. Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be a blowout.
Okay.
It's going to be a Southern Keon Coleman, folks coming in from all over, blowout.
Ryan?
Patrick. Falcon.
The Bills open up as 3.5-point favorites. For some reason, it's moved a point towards the Bills. Do the Bills win this game? And if they do, is it by 5 points or more?
5 points or more. 5 points or more. That's all the Bills are getting with the Atlanta Falcons. 5 points. Oh, please. I'm taking the over all day. I'm smashing that over with both of my wings and my beak and my talons. I'm taking the over. Buffalo is going to cover that game
Do
all day.
Penguins have talons?
Falcons have talents.
Talons?
Talons.
Talons. No, I don't think so. They got like flippers.
Yeah.
You see these talons? Good call.
Tell you what we don't have in this room right now. Talent.
Got him.
Yeah. Danger. The Bills have not covered in 3 weeks. 2 weeks? 2 weeks. Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, 3 weeks. Do the Bills win? And if so, do they do it by 5 points or more?
Bills win, Bills cover 31-24.
Really?
I think that this team, offensively, they get 30 points a game. Your defense should hold your opponent to under 30 points. I mean, that's really the benchmark that they've set for themselves. And it, just to simplify it, if you give up more than 30 points to the Atlanta Falcons, you probably don't deserve to win that game. 31-24.
Sweep, Ola.
Okay.
Sweep.
Yeah, there's only been one disagreement with you, which is setting us up for a nasty Monday night. I want you to know that. All right, let's get to the final pick from Tommy this morning.
Right, what's going on?
Here on CMF.
Not so fast, Southern buddy. I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean,
Just going.
And I, you know what? Somebody might send out a little congratulations.
Go ahead.
It might be coming from Oklahoma.
Shut up. Nobody even knows who this is anymore. Nobody knows who this man is anymore.
A lot of people know.
Nope.
My generation grew
no,
up
they
with
don't.
This guy.
No, they don't.
The ghost of Jerry Glanville.
He's alive. We found out this morning.
83 years old. He's still coaching at some obscure Western
Southern
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Was it Southern
no, it's
Oklahoma?
Like, no, it's like Western Oklahoma College that like you learn how to do mining.
Okay, how is he going to send out congratulations? There's
on
no way
X.
he's got what?
He got X already.
There's no way he's got a Twitter.
He's on Instagram.
No, he's not.
I follow him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Because you wouldn't know he was
he
alive.
He followed me back.
He did not. Shut up.
He did.
So the ghost of Jerry Glanville,
no, Jerry Glanville
who is
alive,
still alive,
is going to reach out and congratulate the boys.
Okay.
Because that's all I got for Atlanta.
All right, great. All right, so just to catch everybody up here before we go to danger, if you're under 60. Jerry Glanville was a head coach in the NFL.
Very colorful, very funny guy. Was on all the talk shows.
Wore a cowboy hat, like frilled
jacket.
Drove
a Harley and cowboy boots to the stadium.
All black, right?
All black, all the time.
Man in black. And he his claim to fame, according to you.
He always left a ticket for Elvis at the stadium. Legit.
So we all assumed this morning that he had died a long time
yes.
ago. because the lifestyle he lived, he was already old. He's 83, and he is currently the defensive coordinator at Western Oklahoma University.
And mining.
Oklahoma State University, something like that.
It's like something way out there, Oklahoma.
All right, so he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Danger?
Yeah.
He's still involved in the sport.
Is the Bills' performance so impressive that 83-year-old Jerry Glanville finds some way to put out a statement saying he was impressed by what the Bills did?
I think the actual ghost of Jimmy Carter would be more likely than Jerry Glanville going on social media and congratulating the Bills. I'm going to say no on this one.
Okay, that's a no on Jerry Glanville's ghost that's still alive tweeting out support for the Bills. Ryan, does 83-year-old Jerry Glanville, current defensive coordinator of Northwest, Southern, Western Oklahoma, and Miners College.
A&T.
Thank you.
And fan of Elvis.
Yep. Does he find a way to put out a statement saying he was so impressed by the Bills?
I'm going to be honest. I don't like the way you've been eyeballing me this whole time. But if he's following you on Instagram, something tells me that there's going to be a way to get
he's
a
He's not really following
so,
you.
So shut up. So I'm going to say that, yeah, when the Bills put the bricks to the Atlanta Falcons, Jerry Falwell is going to show up.
All right.
And he's going to call you.
Jerry Glanville.
And he's going to say, hey, I'm Jerry Springer. Welcome to the NFL. Congratulations, Buffalo Bills going to the Super Bowl. And not a Falcon. Jerry.
All right.
I love it.
Shut up.
What's the matter?
No, I just.
Have you got a headache?
Yeah, man. There was once a time where we were professionals.
Oh, I'm so tired all the time. Oh, I got to do stuff. Oh, I got kids. They got to do fancy sports. Oh, I got to talk on my phone all day. Shut up. No one cares. Get a job. Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, he's got you good there.
Can't come back to that.
Got you good right there, buddy.
All right. Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. What do you got going on today, buddy?
We'll be talking Bills with Damon Amendola, host of the Bill Maddock podcast during our show. And also, we're going to check in with our friend Bart Winkler, who works for the Infinity Sports.
Wait, that's not a real name.
You made both those names up.
No.
You made both those names up. You're trying to sound professional. You don't know what you're talking
Bart
about.
Bart Winkler.
Did you say Bud or Bart?
Bart.
Oh, Bart.
Bart Winkler.
Oh, Bart Winkler. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, he's in Milwaukee. We're going to get a little preview of Game 5 between the Brewers and the Cubs as well.
It's Henry's cousin.
Henry who?
Henry Winkler.
Oh, well, really?
No, legit.
Well, does he also do reverse mortgages?
We turn to Ryan.
Yeah.
The latest episode of the Let's Go Duffalo podcast is available. If they want to catch that, where can they find that?
You can find that on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And you can also follow us on social media at let's.go.duffalo.
There is an interesting conversation this week.
What's that?
You remember there was that guy that caught the ball Josh Allen chucked into the crowd?
Is it the one who he ran up the stairs?
They did play-by-play, right? We accidentally stumbled upon the fact that that move right there may have actually cost the Bills the game legitimately.
How so?
Legitimately.
How?
Well, the only way you're going to find out is if you download the latest Let's Go Duffalo.
Wait, I'll never know?
Unless you download.
Nobody will ever know.
And again,
your
opportunity to meet Ryan Duffy in all his comedic and creative glory.
We did it, everybody. 3 years in the making, and we finally did it. Atlanta Falcon, Bill Grace, Monday night, 7 o'clock.
He'll see you there. Monday night, the Bill Grace tap from Chile with the WCMF home field advantage. All right, boys, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This shouldn't be a law.
Should be or should?
Should not be a law.
Okay.
Not because it's not important. I mean, like, yeah, this should be against law. I'm just saying you shouldn't have to make a law because you shouldn't be dumb enough to even attempt to do this.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There's common sense, and then there are laws. And then there are laws that bleed over into common sense. Because the state is reminding people as grilling season is over.
Yeah.
There are places you are legally allowed to and not legally allowed to grill. And for some reason, I don't know what happened.
Man, I had to get that thing out of the living room.
It's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
The state is reminding people that it is against the law.
The law.
To grill on your balcony.
On your balcony?
If you live in an apartment or a townhome.
But you do see people with grills out there sometimes.
Yeah. And it's super
it all the time.
Against the law.
No, but like those little ones they have sometimes for people.
Well, I've seen full-on grills.
I have too, but it's open air.
You're going to argue you should grill on a balcony?
They do all over the world. I'm telling you, man, I have seen multiple grills on balconies and like apartment buildings and stuff like that.
Question.
But it's open air. I don't get what the problem would be.
Well, the law is it's against the law to grill within 10 feet of a building. So unless you have a massive balcony, anywhere you put that grill is going to be in violation of the law. Because with grill comes heat and fire.
Yeah, I get it.
No, you don't. You're okay?
Like, I bet you if you go to any major city in the summertime.
Yeah.
There are grills like all over New York City on those balconies.
And it is massively dangerous. Massively dangerous.
I don't get it, man. Because it's how is that going to get in the house? If it's outside and it's open air, how am I going to burn down the building?
It could burn up. It could burn the sideways. Wind. I mean,
the grill could tip over.
It's an open flame.
Hot coals all over.
Hot coals coming through.
You could have wind with the flame blowing onto the house, which then catches it ablaze.
Oh, my God.
What, one of these. Bro, that happens. That happens. Are you insane?
I would roll the dice and grill on.
Do not listen to this man. It's illegal. Do not do it, and it's super dangerous.
So, matter of fact, we had a kid here, and he had a really great radio name. Legitimate name.
Yeah.
Harry Leg.
Okay. You're going to use a guy named Harry Leg.
That was his name.
Yeah.
And good kid from Cleveland. We used to go. Sometimes he had an apartment over in Webster.
Uh-huh.
Second floor balcony.
Sure.
Beautiful grill. We used to go over there and eat sausage and eggs and stuff at his house on the goddamn grill. On his patio, and here's the ass kicker.
Okay.
We all lived, and he didn't burn down the building.
Okay. You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
I cannot believe
this is even an argument
so,
right
you know,
now.
Do you know they have grills for boats?
I would also argue that's a stupid thing to do.
They're completely illegal, and they hang over the side. They attach to the boat, and on the side, you can grill on your boat.
Okay. Here's the argument there, though. If you grill on a boat and your boat
and your gas and motor
fine.
And everything else.
If you grill on a boat and something goes terribly wrong, it's just you and the people that agreed to go on that boat that get hurt. If you're grilling on a balcony of an apartment building or a townhome, you could burn down that entire place.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of neighbors that I've had in apartment buildings in the past that had issues with their own stove. I could not imagine if they also had a grill that we had to trust them with.
But you just get like one of those little gas grills out there.
Okay.
Like those little mini black stoves.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good idea. Let's put, you know, combustible gas on the second, third, fourth floor
people
of a building.
People sit out there, smoke, they burn and they token, they drink it.
They burn and they token.
And they drink it.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Massively dangerous, Pat.
It's not?
Massively.
It's not massively dangerous. It's fire, Troy! Troy, it's fire!
All of us know some people who do this. None of us know people who have burned down an apartment building.
Okay, first of all, there are plenty of people that know people who have burned down an apartment building.
No, you don't know any. You can't name one.
I can't name one person I would know that burned down an apartment building.
You're so silly.
Hold on.
It's not even that massively dangerous.
Do we know?
I think so. Yes. I don't want to say
anyone.
You don't know anyone, period.
Wait, what apartment building?
Stoves. I don't
want to say too much.
Stoves get way hotter than grills, bro.
They do. That's
put that on a t-shirt, sell it in the rock shop. Stoves gets way hotter than grills, bro.
I mean, for a guy that tailgates.
You got nothing.
And he's at a flaming, like, filing cabinet.
Sure.
I thought you'd be
no,
cool.
No, I'm not arguing that it's going to taste bad or be bad for the meat. And here's the thing. Let's talk about the Bills game. If my car bursts a flame, right?
You could set off all those
which
flames.
Has happened in the Bills parking lot.
Oh. Okay.
What happened? Bro, Kimmy, on three separate occasions, I have come out of Bills games where there have been cars engulfed in flame.
Yeah, is that from the grill, though, or is that a car thing?
I thought it was for putting hot grills underneath the car after everything was over. Yeah. But no, go ahead, Troy. No big deal. Everybody, why not just shoot fire? Why not shoot fire at the side of your apartment building?
Spitting words out. You have no idea.
Troy, great to talk to you.
Word vomit.
Yeah, that's right. Shut up, Troy.
Word vomit.
Bye, Troy. I hate this show. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Hi. Good. Just an amusing story. Used to be in an apartment, 14-story apartment building out in Chicago by O'Hare. And a bunch of us knuckleheads, we got a Weber out on the balcony. They put a whole can of, fluid on it. And the thing was lit up. And all of a sudden we hear the fire sirens, and the Chicago Fire Department comes driving into the complex, and we're just all standing out there watching, going, wonder why they're coming in. Well, so they come up to the apartment with axes and everything else ready to go. Pretty bizarre.
Well, no, it's not because you were grilling with 14.
Well, hold on. They put a whole thing of lighter fluid in the goddamn thing jackass.
Well, the reflection of all the lighter fluid was reflecting out of the door. You know, the door's closed, but somebody from the outside thought, the place was, fully engulfed, but, it was just fine.
Okay,
so.
It's fine.
And
totally
it didn't
fine.
Burn anything down. And the planes all got on the tarmac on top.
Yeah, no, stupid me. You're right. I'm totally wrong. Let's all have open flames next to 14-story apartment buildings. Tom, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. I guess we do need the law then. I thought this was common sense.
I didn't realize it was against the law.
I guess I didn't either. It makes sense. Makes sense, though.
Because, my parents lived in a 3-4-story condominium complex in Florida. All those balconies had terraces that had grills on them. Most of those people lived.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.